Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast. Hope you're doing well today. So listen, we are T-minus like a week-ish, week and a half from Thanksgiving. What?
I love it. I love Thanksgiving, but mostly because it's like the appetizer to Christmas, if I'm being totally honest.
Right. And
hate
now,
me if you want. I said it. I don't care.
Yeah, you do you. Now, you are traveling for Thanksgiving, right?
We are going to Pennsylvania. I have literally, so I don't know how I get talked into these sort of things, but I'm excited, but I have some trepidation about it as well. We are driving to Pennsylvania, which is
driving or flying.
10-hour drive on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, just the busiest travel day of the year on Interstate 81. We're meeting my sister, my brother-in-law, and their two little kids, one and two, their kids' ages. We're going to check into an Airbnb, see some family, and then pack up and drive to Pittsburgh, a two-hour drive to Pittsburgh, where we will check into a hotel and take our children to the Pittsburgh Penguins game on that Saturday night.
What is that, hockey?
Yeah, it's hockey. That's like NHL. It's just only crazy because like our kids are so little and the game is like going to be crazy. We're going to be like in downtown Pittsburgh, like Thanksgiving weekend, like multiple hotel stays, lots of driving. Brian wants to kill me. I'm excited. I think it could be grand or terrible. I'm not sure which.
Yeah, we are driving as well, though not as far. Yeah. And have multiple stops also. Mm-hmm. So I feel you.
Good. Then say like everybody. Yeah. It ain't Thanksgiving if you're not harried and want to
stuck in traffic
wanna die.
And the kids
are
screaming. Yeah,
exactly.
Here's my question, and this might, I guess, if you're with your family. Because I had this conversation with a relative recently, and I wanted to get your opinion and just kind of see what people felt about this. Are you team, we have to cook everything and spend the whole Thanksgiving day in the kitchen, or are you team cater it?
I'm team cater it. Now, when we have done Thanksgivings here in Asheville, I've catered some of it, cooked some of it. My sister is vegan, so frequently I will end up like cooking or catering some like just sort of different, like it's never a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. But I am team whatever is the easiest, make somebody else do all the work so you can like drink wine and like hang out.
I agree.
That's where I am in my life.
I feel like there's...
But I'm not a cook, by the way. That's the other thing I got to say. Like, I'm not a big cook. Let me cook up all this gourmet, wonderful stuff. That's
so
not me.
So Gregory is, like, totally anti.
He's anti-cook?
Anti-cater.
Does Greg like to cook?
I mean, he'll do the turkey.
Okay.
But he just is like, that's what Thanksgiving is all about. You have to, like, be in the kitchen all day. It's fun.
Gregory, who has to be in the kitchen all day?
I mean, point taken. But I just, it's just interesting because in his mind, which I get it, kind of, like that's the point of Thanksgiving is that everybody's in the kitchen, they're cooking, that's the hangout time, that, you know, that's the whole point of the whole holiday is to cook all this homemade food and then eat it and then clean up. I just can't, I don't know. And I can't tell if it's because... I mean, and that's how I was raised. We never had Thanksgiving catered when
I
was a kid.
Never.
But so I can't tell if I'm just in this like
bougie life
or what. No. I was gonna say that. I just can't tell if I'm so overwhelmed with my four children that I can't see a time when like choosing the more rigorous route would be enjoyable. Like, I'm just so overwhelmed that it just, let me do everything. Let's choose the easiest option for everything.
Yeah.
Or if there'll be a day where I'm like, yes, yes, let's spend the day in the kitchen and cook all the things. Again, I'm also not a cook, so maybe that's part of it as well.
I hate the cleanup. Yeah. That part really stresses me out. You know, the mess in the kitchen. If you know me, like that, like, I, you know, it's hard for me to, like, relax and enjoy the meal when I look at my kitchen and, it, like, there's lots of dishes.
Well, this came up at work the other day, and another coworker is actually going, like, to on a Caribbean vacation for the week. Yeah. Just to get out of, like, all of the things. Like, let's just, like, go out of town and, like, be at a resort where we can just not have to do any of it.
I mean, I don't know. I do like to see my family and like to, like, hang out. Like, I don't really want to be
totally, like, on the beach.
I don't want to be in the Caribbean for Thanksgiving, you know? I want
somewhere
like,
in the middle. Let's be with family, but let's not have to cook all the
things.
Does
it have to be so, like, black and white? Can it be, like a gray area? I feel, I was just remembering Brian sometimes will do the turkey in our, like, you know, green egg thing. I don't know what that's all about. I don't even eat turkey, so whatever. Apparently it's good. I don't know. I don't know.
Anyone know about this turkey thing?
I don't even eat turkey. Maybe that's it, too. It's like, I should not be winging, because, like, I don't even
you don't eat turkey. Yeah. You don't eat all the
crap
things.
For Thanksgiving. But, like, you know, I'll, like, mash a potato or two. But, like, everything else. Like,
interesting.
Yeah. Maybe bake the pie. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We're traveling and we'll be with family and we'll be cooking. Yeah. I'll do a recap and tell you
I'm
how
really
it because I don't know. Like, usually I feel like Gregory mostly watches the kids / football and I am in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just offer to switch.
Absolutely. Especially if Greg is like team do it all, like you should probably allow him to do that if that's what he would like to do. I'm just saying, I don't know.
I'm just at a point in life where I'd rather spend, I don't even care how much it is. I'd rather have someone bring it to me. Yeah. I take off the foil.
Yeah.
I eat my heart out and then I put it in the trash can. Done and done.
I don't know. This year, like, I don't even know what relative. I mean, I will not be cooking a thing this year. I don't know.
Because you're coming in from out of town.
Because I'm coming in from out of town. Yeah. I feel like that gives you a pass. I mean, maybe I'll bake like a cookie or something. I don't know.
I don't know
what like the.
All right, we'll do a Thanksgiving recap. Yeah, in a couple
like
weeks.
I can't. Yes, hopefully we're all still like we're not divorced by then. We're still married and happy.
Yeah. So this first article is from People. Old Hoda Kabi.
I love her.
It's pronounced Kabi, right?
Kabi.
Yeah.
Hoda Kabi.
Yeah.
Hoda Kabi. Just say it really fast.
Hoda Kabi.
Yeah.
Hoda Kabi reveals a game changer for parenting. This is some advice that helps calm her daughter Haley's meltdowns. So she was saying that her daughter's having these kind of epic meltdowns in the afternoon, as are all of our children, or at least my children.
Everybody is. Yeah.
And so she found one thing that she felt like really made a difference. And like many things in life, as we talk about on this podcast, when it works with your children, it often works with your husband.
Grown-ups, too.
And other adults, yes. And I really enjoyed this. And I thought, you know what? This is a good thing to think about. So when your child, then this is just the example, is having a meltdown, doesn't want to go to bed, says they're scared, they don't want to go to bed, you say, I understand you're feeling scared. You know, normally you would say, I understand you're feeling scared, but it's time to go to bed.
But
it's time to go to bed. Yeah. Like, okay, I get that blah, blah, blah is going on, but here's what needs to happen. She said, change that but to an and just rephrase it. I understand you're feeling scared and your body needs rest. And she said that just that one simple swap out of but to and really made a big difference and helped. Because then your child, you're not saying, okay, you know, it's kind of like that throwaway. Okay,
it qualifies the
I feel...
Like, I hear you, but
it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you change it to and kind of rephrase things, then all of a sudden the whole statement is more on your child's team.
Right.
I understand you don't want to go to bed. And your body, though, really needs this rest, you know?
People just want to feel validated, including your kids. Really? Really, that's what it all comes down to. Yeah, and she, I mean, Hoda talks about how you can do this with adults.
Other things.
as mm-hmm. well. I will say this. I try to remember that. I mean, I feel like this has been... It's not just Hoda that's talking about that. In fact, she says that she sort of learned this from a parenting coach or, you know, some whatever, a parenting expert. Validation is key mm-hmm. to making kids, people feel heard, which in turn is, like, key to just having good relationships with them. Anyway, like, when I raise my voice with River, I always hate that. So a couple minutes later, I always say, like, hey, I'm really sorry I raised my voice. And I'm tempted to say, but you're really frustrating me. But now I try to say, I'm sorry I raised my voice. I'm just feeling really frustrated.
And this is, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it. I think, it, you know, anything we can do to kind of remember things to try and support our children rather than falling back
minimize
on.
Minimize them.
Yeah.
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 I like it, too. I think it's good.
Mom's the word.
Do you have a mom's for us?
I do. And you guys are going to love this. Love it.
Oh, my.
You're going to love it. And it's going to, it's a little off brand for me. Okay. So.
Oh, gosh.
I have these Crocs, but they're not the clog Crocs.
Just so everyone knows, I do not own Crocs.
Well, you're missing out. I know. I used to feel this way. Brian, my husband, like, bought Crocs a couple of years ago.
Oh, and he's, like, all about the Crocs.
Stop. He is. He, like,
I feel like he has multiple pairs.
I would like. He only has one pair, but he just wears the same pair all the time. He's
already been in my head, there are multiple.
I would like a camo pair of Crocs for Christmas. I'm like, okay, relax. Anyway, these Crocs, I got them for my birthday.
I'm going to get Brian a pair of camo Crocs for Christmas.
Oh, he wants a pair. These are sandals, but they're fuzzy inside. They have, like, fur.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love them. I wear
them.
School pickup line. Mm-hmm. I wear them around the house. Mm-hmm. I wear them when I'm, like gardening, to be totally honest. I wear them everywhere. Mm-hmm.
With socks? Without socks? Either way?
Either one. In the summertime, I feel like it's good to wear them without socks because they're, like, fuzzy and otherwise you get hot. And we're, you know, now that we're approaching winter, with socks.
So they're almost like a...
They're really like a slipper
that you can wear out of the house.
A house shoe.
But you can wear them out of the house.
Yeah. I did wear them on a Friday one time to work a couple of weeks ago. I mean, I didn't wear them, you know.
On air.
But I did wear them. I mean, actually, I got, you know, I left my house and went into a different building with them. Anyway, I love them. They come in lots of fun colors. I have, like, a bright purple pair.
How much?
So this is what's interesting. I got them for my birthday, so I wasn't sure. I went to the Crocs website, and they were $55, which I was like, whoa, I'm sorry. What? For, like, fuzzy slipper Crocs? On Amazon, my exact pair are $35.
Ooh. Can't beat that.
I love them.
Okay.
They're literally my go-to shoe. Brian makes fun of them.
With your software.
Uh-huh. With the frumpiest clothes I can find. But these are cute, by the way, because they're a cute color. They're comfortable. I think they're more fashionable than regular Crocs, which I do have a pair of those as well.
P.S. I already bought your last mom's,
which
your
was,
Gooder sunglasses.
Love them.
I had been meaning to forever, and then when you had that as a mom's, I was like, I'm going to go ahead and buy them.
Yeah, so. What color did you get?
Like a purple?
I got a purple. Mine are purple.
Are they the same?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe we have matching sunglasses.
Probably.
All right. I love it.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, this next article is from the New York Post. And
but there was lots of outlets that actually reported on
this. Yes, yes. Yeah. In fact,
had
I saw
you heard
this,
about this before?
Yes, I saw it on Instagram before you even sent this out. It's a controversial bad parenting fee thrust popular Georgia restaurant into the spotlight. Horrendous. The gist of this is this restaurant is in rural Georgia, tucked into the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Toccoa. Have you been to Toccoa,
I haven't.
Georgia? Yeah, I have. It's not that far. Yeah.
I mean, this restaurant sounds fancy. That's what was confusing to me. I was like, is this a fancy restaurant? There's a ribeye steak on there for $39. So I was like.
I mean, I think it's like maybe fancy-ish for that area.
Okay.
But it's kind of middle of nowhere,
okay.
right? And I think it's like on the river, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, the photo of the menu recently appeared on Reddit with the caption, "This restaurant charges you extra for bad parenting." So on the menu, there's a sentence that reads bluntly, "Adult surcharge, colon, for adults unable to parent." And then like dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign. And so in fact, this isn't a joke. People have been writing into Reddit, leaving reviews for this restaurant saying that this happened to them. One person says, "The owner came out and told me he was adding $50 to my bill because of my children's behavior," this one dad claimed. He says, "My kids watched a tablet until the food arrived, ate their food, and my wife took them outside while I waited and paid the bill, disappointed by the experience." And other people are weighing in saying the same thing happened to them. So,
I mean, $50 is a pretty hefty charge.
What?
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
Here's my question. Do you get a discount if your kids are good?
I don't know. And also, I think to this parent's point.
Like, who's the judge?
Right. It's very subjective. Yeah. Like, good parenting, good kids. Like,
this is crazy.
If you're a parent, your threshold for, like, good kids might be lower than somebody who is not a parent. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. I mean, listen, if I went to a restaurant and took all my kids and got a $50 charge, extra charge, because they didn't think they were behaving, I would be so mad.
Yeah, I think these parents are. Is it even – I'm just kind of curious, like, is this legal? Like,
I mean,
what?
I guess. It's like
what
a restaurant. You can charge whatever you want.
And, you know, I have two – I mean, I wouldn't go to this – I mean, point blank, I wouldn't go to this
No.
restaurant. I would not go –
I can't believe anybody goes to it after this.
Right. I mean, I would be –
I don't understand how this hasn't, like, shut them down.
Right. Even if I was – but I was thinking about that brewery here in town that for a while did not allow children.
Well, many of them.
Yeah. Yes.
During COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, beyond COVID, the one that I'm thinking about. I think maybe – and I don't know that you and I are the best people to speak to this. I think maybe there is a whole population of people who are, like, want to go to restaurants without kids.
Which
and
is
so
fine.
Maybe that would be – so maybe that would
say,
be – this is appealing to them.
Why would you not say on the menu then, we prefer not to have children?
Yeah.
Or something.
Like these breweries.
Yeah. Like, there's very – I mean, here in Asheville, at least – it is very clear where you are allowed and supported in taking your children and where you are not.
Is it? Oh, have you ever gone someplace where, like...
No, never. I've never gone somewhere...
No, but I'm asking you, like, have you ever gone somewhere where you were like, oh, gosh, like, I shouldn't have come here with my kids?
No. Because I feel like I wouldn't go to, like... I could probably think of some restaurants in my head that I don't think kids are allowed and I wouldn't take my kids there.
I feel the exact opposite. I feel like I've been to every fancy restaurant in Asheville. Asheville's a small city and I've been here a long time. And in every single one, I have seen kids. Because I think Asheville is just like a laid back.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Like just a laid back spot. I think you can wear like hiking boots to every fancy restaurant in Asheville.
No,
and nobody looks at you crazy.
I guess, let me rephrase. Yeah. I don't want to take my kids. Because I don't want them to
I think that's the question.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But I mean, to your point, I do think Asheville's very laid back.
Yeah.
You can probably take kids anywhere. I'm not bringing my crazy gang in. But, I guess I've never felt like my children are not allowed,
right?
But I don't know how this restaurant is even still operating.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I think they should just say as like a warning, but then to actually follow through, like you guys are jerks.
I think just say we don't want kids.
Can they say that?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure, they can.
I'm with you though, like.
This is crazy to me.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I don't like it either. I'm out on this restaurant.
So this next article, I just love. Do you follow this person?
Yeah.
Big Time Adulting.
I love her.
I love
She's
her.
So funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you don't follow Big Time Adulting, go do it now. Her name is Caitlin Murray. Anyway, she's hilarious. And there is an article in Scary Mommy about her. They just did kind of an expose
on her. It's like a
profile. Yeah. And so I mean, it's not necessarily that it's giving us any real substantive information, but I just wanted to share it because I just love her so much. And I thought some of the information she said in this article about why she does what she does was interesting. So her kids are now 4, 8, and 10. I didn't realize this. Her son had leukemia.
I think I did know that. I've seen mention, maybe, and it's in her profile, and I've seen some mentions of it.
So during that, she started documenting her experience to share with family and friends what they were going to, and she's extremely hilarious. So then she realized she wanted to write a book. But she just kind of started putting her words out on the internet instead. Of course, then during the pandemic, she was stuck at home with her kids. And so she just, and she said when Reels came out, she was like, oh yeah, this is going to be my jam.
Yeah.
She is so funny. I always wondered if she rehearses.
Me too. That was like the most interesting part of it.
Yeah. So she said she doesn't necessarily rehearse, but she writes things down. Mm-hmm. And then she does it, and if she doesn't feel like it was, like, she nailed it, she'll do it again before she posts it. And she said, which I thought this was interesting, not that I have any, I'm not an influencer, so it doesn't really matter, but she said you really have 7 seconds to grab people's attention as they're scrolling. So she knows that if she doesn't say something that's really going to get you in the first 7 seconds, that you're going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But she is so funny and so real. I just think she's amazing.
She's one. I think she might be my favorite like momfluencer.
Yeah.
On Instagram because she's like real. She's like in her like sweats. She doesn't have makeup on, and she just her content really speaks
to you. It
just
hits home.
My favorite part is like she'll frequently be like do whatever she's gonna do, and then be like go have a snack and like hit
get yourself a snack.
And like it's just so. It's good, and she's like
she's very real,
and she just really speaks to. And I can't even. I'm not sure how she comes up with it because there's tons of like
every single one that she does on whatever topic. I'm like yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you for saying all of the things that I was thinking and couldn't verbalize in as humorous as a way.
And she's like one of those influencers that doesn't make you feel bad. You know how sometimes you're like, oh god, okay, fine. I need to be more like conscientious. I need to be nicer. I need to do this. I need to do that. She just like sort of speaks.
She's like, no, you're fine.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Your kids are like, you know, your kids are being kids, and like
she just
you're doing
really
the right thing.
Feels the struggle.
Yeah.
Of parenting and
it
makes it so
funny.
Funny
how she like didn't set out to do this. She didn't have some agenda. She's not trying to be, and she is super popular.
I don't think she has another job though. I think she's a stay-at-home
mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she's got to be making money.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh yeah.
I'm
she's
like
got,
now I want to
yeah,
look
her up how many followers she has. She's got to have tons. Her main motto in all of this is just to keep going. And she really just wants to be
like
a voice of like, look, this stuff is hard. I hear ya. Let's laugh about it and keep going.
So she has 1 million followers. Okay. She also has a podcast, Big Time Adulting Podcast.
Okay.
We should check it out.
She also does these hilarious, sometimes she'll just say, I just needed a dance break. And she, like, set her camera up and just danced.
And she's a good dancer.
She's a really good dancer.
She actually talked about, like, what would you be doing if you weren't doing this? And she said a fitness instructor. And I was like, could see it.
Yeah, she's
anyway,
very in shape.
We're like little fangirls of Caitlin Murray.
She's
I like
great.
Her. At Big Time Adulting is her Instagram handle. If you're not following her, you need to do it right now.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
She's great.
Win of the week.
Okay, so I have a win that's for all of Anchor Moms.
Every Anchor Mom out there?
Well, more just you and me.
Oh.
I meant just
the
both
two
of us.
Just for the every two Anchor of us. Mom, and by every Anchor Mom, I mean you and me.
Yeah,
me and you.
Just us.
Okay.
So we mentioned this before. We are doing a little bit of a rebrand.
Oh.
With our graphics. And listen, guys, we had the photo shoot. We picked, We didn't necessarily pick the photo, but the photo was picked.
The photo picked us.
Yes. And graphics have been made. We are, like, switching colors and logos. It's going to be a whole new look. Let me tell you how hard it is for two elder millennials to find a picture of them that they think is appropriate to share with the world.
And to have other people agree on it as well. That's, like,
yes,
one of the things.
Yes,
like, we let our mistake was is we let other people weigh in on it and wow.
Lots of different opinions.
Lots of opinions.
But the win is, I think the end product looks good, and it is coming to a podcast near you.
It's coming to fruition here soon. Like, we're trying to figure out, like, all right, like, how do we start?
So just stay tuned. Trying to drum up some anticipation here. Ooh. We are going to have graphics and more social media things.
I should say, it's especially hard because Karen and I kind of work opposite shifts. So, like, we're always like, hey, did you see that email? What are you doing? How you know? So
there's very few times that we have where we're both like in
the
building
together.
And have time to sit and discuss. But anyway, so listen, Anchor Moms is getting fancy, getting bougie.
Getting fancy.
So look for it. Coming soon.
Okay.
We'll let you
get
know
excited.
When.
Get excited.
All right. Have a great week, folks.
Bye, guys.
Anchor Moms.
Thanks for listening.